The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And we're here today to share with you about a subject that is personally near and dear to my heart. And we're talking about digestion and elimination. And elimination being the key for me because I was a chronically constipated child. The health food industry changed my life. It was dramatic, the change. You could ask my brother who works for me what a jerk little brother I was and how health food dramatically changed my life. I was horrible. But anyway, enough of that. But we've got some really great information. But before we do all that, we want to remind all of you how you can stay connected to us.
Well, our main hub is cohradio.com. That's cohradio.com. Now, if you've been a longtime listener, you probably still have us saved as crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Yes, that's very long. That's why we shortened it up, but they'll still both get you to the same place. Now, from there, it's actually a hub to reach emeraldlabs.com, which is our main company website. So that's purely informational. If you want to read up more about our products individually, see the supplement facts, just find out some good information. And then you can also link over to our web affiliate, supplements.one. That's supplements.one. They actually carry every single product that we make. It's always at a 10% discount, which is great. But they do offer some great promotions to their customers. They offer some phenomenal coupon codes. They partner with us on coupon codes for our listeners each week. So every week we'll bring you guys a different coupon code. So whatever topic we're talking about, if it's something that touches you or someone in your life, then we want to give you access to these wonderful doctor-formulated, additive-free, therapeutic, phenomenal, best in the world, shall I keep going?
Products. Ooh, yes.
So we've got all the connecting points there, including our social media and so on. So with that, let's dive in.
Yes, we're going to get right into our talking points. If you are new to the show, every week, Melody and I, we share things that perhaps we've been reading, things that are of interest to us and hopefully to you. And that's what we like to share. It's not necessarily germane or related to the subject matter of the week's show. It may be or it may not be, but it makes it kind of interesting. That's how I view it. So anyway, this week I picked something that really is kind of near and dear to my heart, Candida yeast infection, or thrush. It's oral thrush, it's called. But it's a very serious issue. They've been talking about it for decades in this country now because of chronic antibiotic overuse and many other things. And it's an issue that really I care about because I had severe yeast infection when I was younger. So anyway, so this is something that our good friend Dr. Stenger has written. He said Candida albicans is one of the many types of fungi that live and grow inside most human bodies. Normally, Candida causes no harm. Our bodies are equipped with probiotic or friendly bacteria and immune cells that keep it under control. However, some medications, high sugar diets, allergies, and other factors can cause the friendly bacteria to die, leaving Candida free to grow unchecked in parts or all of the human body. The medical name for this overgrowth is candidiasis, but most people know the condition as either thrush or a yeast infection. Thrush is marked by soft white patches in the oral cavity around the anus or on the skin. It most often appears in babies and in the elderly, but people with seriously compromised immune systems, such as those who have AIDS or who are undergoing chemotherapy, are also quite vulnerable. Many conventional doctors do not believe that such a condition exists except in cases of seriously compromised immune systems, such as AIDS. Our view is quite a bit different. We find that many people with chronic fatigue or chronic digestive, neurological, autoimmune, or other chronic health conditions have problems with yeast overgrowth. A vaginal yeast infection, by far the more common manifestation of candidiasis, causes burning, itching, and soreness in the vagina, along with a thick, sticky discharge. It's often the result of antibiotic use, poor diet, hormone imbalance, or a combination of these causes. Sometimes the fungus spreads throughout the entire body in a condition known as systemic candidiasis. This disorder can produce any of a wide variety of symptoms and is often the root of a persistent, mysterious illness. So that's kind of a secondary, and this is, we'll talk about this a little bit more, some of the symptoms that can go along with a chronic yeast infection. If you feel sick but are told by doctors that nothing is wrong, there's a good chance that you're actually suffering from systemic candidiasis. For people with dramatically weakened immune systems, systemic candidiasis is a grave threat, as the fungus can actually poison the blood. Holistic treatments, which emphasize therapies that reduce the levels of candida to normal levels, are the best ways to resolve this condition. Depending on the person, several steps are often required for success in treating candida overgrowth. This requires treating the underlying causes. One of the obvious steps is to eliminate or cut down on simple sugars, that or alcohol and so on, because that's food for the yeast and we want to sort of starve it as a first step anyway. Also, direct therapy that destroys candida works to assist the body in getting candida levels down to a controllable level. Common examples include oregano oil and garlic. However, many chronic cases require a change in the biological terrain. By this, we mean the state and the health of the digestive tract, the organs of detoxification and elimination, the immune system, and hormone balance. In particular, one often needs to improve digestion and elimination. The byproducts of poor digestion can form metabolites that can promote candida growth. Leaky gut syndrome, as the result of intestinal permeability, is often a root problem of chronic candida. It is also imperative to promote the growth of the friendly flora or bacteria that inhabit the digestive tract and many other areas of the body. These good bacteria are an essential component of the immune system that keep yeast levels in check. Also keep in mind that uncontrolled stress can alter flora balance and can suppress immune function. And finally, hormone balance is important, especially for women. The use of the birth control pill or other forms of synthetic hormones may set the stage for candida overgrowth. Additionally, toxic metals such as mercury suppress healthy gut flora and suppress immunity. It's a very involved subject, but anyway. It's just a lot going on here, but it's something that really can be serious. In some cases, antifungal medications may be required. They, of course, should be used sparingly and with close supervision. They are not a magic bullet, and the root causes described here must still be addressed for long-term success. So it's just, there's a lot of information. Some of the symptoms, yeast infection, could be vaginal itching and pain, burning during urination, thick yellow discharge. That symptoms of systemic candidiasis, the list is long: persistent fatigue, rectal itching, constipation, kidney and bladder infections, diarrhea, muscle pain, colitis, arthritis, abdominal pain, canker sores, congestion, cough, headaches, numbness or tingling in the limbs, poor memory and concentration, mood problems, depression, anxiety, chronic skin rashes, genital or toenail fungus, allergies, blood sugar imbalance. The list is very long. And just some of my own personal experience, because I had candida yeast infection and I was just an unhealthy child, as I mentioned earlier. I was chronically constipated. And a lot of parents have young children, and when children are young, they suffer from chronic ear infections. And the first place the doctor, typical allopathic physician, goes, say, oh, you need amoxicillin or you need some antibiotic. Well, in a young child, those antibiotics, they might be helpful, but if you don't re-inoculate the gut with the good bacteria, then that gives rise to, as we read from Mark Sanger here, that gives rise to an imbalance and the yeast overgrowth. And eventually that yeast starts puncturing little holes in the lining of the colon, which then allows complex molecular food particles to enter the bloodstream, which thereby causes allergic symptomology. So a lot of times children start with chronic ear infections, and then they go down the antibiotic route. They don't re-inoculate with good probiotics. And then that gives rise to allergies. So it's just, It's a very vicious cycle. So children having probiotics is really important. All probiotics are not created equal. Our partner Supplements.One carries Dr. O'Hara's. There's another probiotic out there called Natron that I personally use. You know, people have different opinions. I've used Natron and Dr. O'Hara for years. It works very well for me. I haven't had yeast infection for years. When you wake up in the morning, take a look at your tongue. First thing, if it's coated white, that's an indication. Now you sleep all night, you might have some white. I've brushed my tongue with my toothbrush for years. My aunt used to tell Aunt Anne, she was a big impact on my life and my brother's life. She said, you must brush your tongue. That's where all the smell is. You've got to brush your tongue. So she said, get as far back as you can till you gag. So when Julie and I first got married, we'd never basically stayed together, you know, because we're Christians and we didn't sleep together. So first time I'm in the bathroom, we're in Hawaii, and I'm like, I never really thought about it until I'm like thinking somebody else listening. She's like, are you okay in there? I'm like, yes, I'm fine. But that's just part of my daily process. I brush as far back as I can till I gag. But that's an indicator, just the white on your tongue. It is something I think you probably would want to talk to somebody like Dr. Stengler about in the long run, but those are some simple things. And I'm sorry, I'm going to mention really quick, if you do have a child that suffers from childhood ear infections, oftentimes the ear infection is an inflammation problem. It is the eustachian tubes that run from the throat back to into the ears. When you're very young, those eustachian tubes are flat. And then as you get older, they get sort of a 45-degree turn, a little angle in them. But when mothers breastfeed, when they're laying down, the fluid drains back into the ears. That can give rise to ear infections. So the first thing you do, you give them fish oil. And fish oil helps modulate the inflammatory response. I personally took flax oil for our children, and I never had to give them antibiotics for ear infections. My oldest daughter, we did it twice. She never had another issue. So just be careful. You can always contact us. I'm happy to help if I can. But giving antibiotics when they're really young is not the end of the world, but it is something you want to make a last resort. So anyway, hopefully that all made sense to everybody. It was a lot of information. We're out of time for segment one. So when we come back, Melody has her talking point for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And we are in the midst of going through our talking points, interesting information that we hope is helpful to all of you. Before we do all that, if you're just tuning in, we want to remind those that might just be tuning in, you can connect to us at cohradio.com, cohradio.com. If you really like typing, you can also type Crossroads of Health Radio. So that's up to you. Anyway, and also we are really focusing on social media. I've brought in a lot of new people, and we're putting a lot of time and energy behind social media. So check us out on Instagram at COH Radio or at Emerald I'm Free. And you can also go to Facebook, www.facebook.com/COH Radio. And we try and connect everything for you. You from COH Radio, you can also get to our internet partner affiliate, Supplements.One, that carries all of our products every day at 10% below MSRP. Then we give you a code on the show so you can get a big fat extra discount if you use that code, which we'll tell you more about a little bit later, but it is a big fat discount. So we want you to stay tuned, keep listening. So anyway, but I know Melody wanted to add some supplemental information on the talking point I had.
Yeah, I get real passionate about this side of things with when it comes to the mamas and the babies, because I'm a mama and I got two babies. But, you know, we don't affiliate with all these brands, but I do want to throw this out there to the moms out there who may be breastfeeding that there's a great brand called Bamboobies that produces a natural bamboo fiber breast pad. And I always use that, and I actually give it to, I buy it for my mom friends, my new mom friends, because the disposable breast pads can actually be very occlusive because they're made usually with like a kind of plasticky material, even though it's got those little breathing holes.
Wow.
It's supposed to absorb almost like a Band-Aid, maybe, right? You could think of it. But what ends up happening is it creates a seclusion that can actually cause yeast growth on a woman's breasts that then in turn is given to the baby in the form of thrush. So I highly recommend these Bamboobies. It's just a really great brand. You can go ahead and throw them in the wash. They're very easy to care for. They're also very comforting. You know, it's honestly, when you're breastfeeding, you can just feel very tender and very raw. And sometimes the babies don't certainly help with that feeling. So it's just, they work excellent. They just work really well. And then the other thing is too, is just if you're planning on having a natural birth, which is, you know, ideal, you should definitely load up on a really good probiotic, especially close to your due date, because you want to make sure that you are inoculating your entire birth canal with that good bacteria, because that's actually going to be the baby's first exposure to immunity. As they pass through the birth canal, they'll be picking up some of that stuff. And so Dr. Stengler gave me that good advice. And unfortunately, as most of us moms out there know, the best laid plans, you know, my children are here, they're healthy, God brought them through into this world safely, but I didn't get to have natural births for either my kids. I had C-section, so I made sure that as I was breastfeeding, I was taking fish oil so that they were getting that. I also made sure that I was taking a good probiotic, and then of course our prenatal. So just a few little words of advice just to add on to the candida issue that Rick was talking about.
Little babies generally don't have acidophilus bacteria, so there's a specific probiotic. It's the bifido or B. bifidum family. So you want to get stuff that's, if you're going to give it directly to the infant, when they start eating food, then the acidophilus bacteria, my understanding is that develops. So there are certain things, but definitely having that, those probiotics is a root cause. Having them or not having them can be a root cause of a lot of problems, or can be the root cause of good health. So it's a big focal point for me, not being a healthy child. That being said, Melody has a really great talking point, so I'm going to just be quiet and let her go.
I found this to be very interesting, and it's because it's something that maybe isn't talked about enough. For us here, you know, we're just trying to bring you good information that you can use either to share with somebody that you know who's affected by an issue or that may affect you. So this is a great little article that I found by Dr. Stengler, and it's on metabolic syndrome, and it said, "Is this time bomb ticking inside of you? How to catch it and how to address it? There's a killer condition that gets virtually no attention from mainstream, and you could have it right now, putting you at immediate risk for a heart attack, stroke, and more. And odds are you won't even know it until it's too late. New research reveals how millions of Americans are quietly living with a time bomb ticking away inside of them, known as metabolic syndrome. It isn't considered a disease itself. It's more like a series of cries for help from deep inside your body. These five are the biggest red flags: high blood sugar, high triglycerides, high blood pressure, low HDL cholesterol, and big waistline. You don't need all of them to have metabolic syndrome. Just three of the five will do. Sure enough, close to 50 million Americans have the condition." That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
But the new study finds many millions more are ready to join them. Only 12% of Americans are healthy by all five measures. And mind you, this article was written this year. This was written, early this year. Everyone else, 88% of us, has at least one of these red flags. That means that nearly everyone who doesn't already have metabolic syndrome is at risk, and many are on the verge of getting it. But not you if you follow these three natural remedies to stop it in its tracks. So the three natural solutions to help with metabolic syndrome include curcumin. This is a compound found in the spice turmeric, and it's a potent inflammatory factor fighting, metabolism boosting superstar. In one study, it boosted levels of adiponectin, which is the fat burning hormone, by 68% and rebalanced leptin. Leptin is the hormone that actually tells your brain when your body's full. So these are two critical hormones you need to bring into realignment to help reverse this condition. Now, and just on a side note here, you know, we use a very specialized form of curcumin called Mareva in our formulas where inflammatory factors play a role. And that would include, we do have it as a standalone, but it would also include things like our joint health, our UC2, osteobone health. It's in several of the formulas where inflammatory factors play a key role in that condition sort of going rampant. But what's so special about Mareva is that typical turmeric standardized on curcuminoids actually doesn't fare well in the gut. So a lot of it gets destroyed by the stomach acids. So this specific brand, it's actually been embedded in a lipid matrix, which protects it and allows it to be 29 times more bioavailable in your body. So you get 29 times the power of a standard turmeric. So just a side note there that we do have a phenomenal form of that available. Also probiotics. One reason metabolic syndrome is so hard to reverse is that it alters your gut and digestion. Healthy bacteria can bring it back into alignment, with a 2016 study finding that the probiotic strain Bifidobacterium lactis can reverse multiple markers of metabolic dysfunction. For example, it can cut BMI, slash inflammation, and reduce levels of both LDL and total cholesterol. And then last but not least, vitamin E. The high triglycerides that mark metabolic syndrome cling to E, trapping it in your blood so your body can't use it to fight metabolic syndrome damage. But because it's still in your blood, tests will show normal E levels. A 2017 study found that you need to raise E by between 30 and 50% as a result if you have metabolic syndrome. Okay, so, and it says here, talk to your doctor about a full spectrum E blend with the 8 essential tocopherols and tocotrienols. So, you know, just again, to touch on the things that are unique, you know, we're going to talk about what's unique in our branding, but we have probiotics, prebiotics, and digestive enzymes in every single one of our formulas that's in the condition specific range. And then we also use a specialized soy-free vitamin E that comes from sunflower. So we're getting rid of like soy, which can be estrogenic. And so all three of these things are so effective for metabolic syndrome. We're using superior forms of all three of these things in our formulas for you. So
yeah, and the E, historically, Dr. Stengler wasn't a big proponent of vitamin E, but as the research comes out, he says, well, that's what research shows. But there are the four tocotrienols. There's the alpha, beta, delta, gamma tocopherols, and then there's the alpha, beta, delta, gamma tocotrienols. And the tocotrienols have different specific indications for what they help with. They've been shown to help with specifically triglycerides and vitamin E now also, but then other things with cholesterol. And tocotrienols are really interesting. They've done some interesting cancer research. So you really want that full spectrum E, which is what you get with our products. Wow. Well, we're almost running out of time for segment two. We need to get right into the products when we come back. We're going to be talking about digestive health, which is really a superior digestion formula for all different kinds of foods. When you eat proteins, fats, carbohydrates, gluten, things like that. We'll talk about that. And then Super Cleanse. This is a product near and dear to my heart. I take this every day because good elimination is key, but you don't want something that's habit forming. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back for segment three of Crossroads of Health.
probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We are always real and we are always unscripted, as many of you already know. In fact, my wife just last night was like, yes, I wish sometimes he wasn't quite so unscripted, but that's okay. So,
like, Kelly, yeah. Kelly, can you come over here and edit for us, please?
Yeah, I know.
Live editing. Yes. No, I'm just kidding.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Rick Simpson. That was your co-host, Melody Martirana. We want to remind you that you can go to cohradio.com. That's kind of a hub where you can get archived shows. You can connect to Emerald Labs there. You can connect to Supplements.One, our internet partner that sells all of our products every day at 10% below MSRP. But when you listen to the show, you get a code that gives you a big fat discount, as I mentioned in the previous segment, off the already given 10%. This week, the percentage off additional is going to be 45% additional. So that's going to be below wholesale for all of you out there if you use the code MOVIE. Now, you're going to have to wait till the end to listen to the movie. I think Melanie has some pretty funny stories. And 1 week we sang on here, whatever. We try and make it fun for all of you. I don't think either one of us have a problem sharing too much about our kind of opening the book of our personal lives. So.
What? Us? We're talkers.
Yeah, so.
You know,
so,
and then just a point of clarification, too. The code's going to apply to products that we're featuring this week.
Oh,
so
yes.
Every once in a while, Rick gets really excited and like does it off of everything. But usually it's going to be on the topic at hand, products that apply to the topic at hand.
And that's why you have to be faithful listeners and to see those weeks. Usually a couple times a year, we'll do everything, some deep discount, like between 40 and 50% additional off. I just want to be taking care of all of you with our products. If you want to take our products, I want to provide good access to our products for you because they really work. Dr. Stenger formulates them. He uses them in his clinic down in Encinitas here in Southern California. But this week we're talking about digestive health and super cleanse. So we're going to start off talking about digestive health, and I'm going to let Melody start off talking about that.
Okay, so this product is awesome because I sort of call it, it works for everything, but it really works for the trifecta of trouble foods, which is gluten, dairy, and beans.
Oh, I like it.
The trifecta. Those are three things that really bother so many people. And one of the things that is really special about this formula is that we incorporate a therapeutic amount of DPP-4.
Dipeptidylpeptidase.
There we go.
DPP, that's the DPP, dipeptidylpeptidase.
Thank you, Rick.
Four, no
yes.
Problem. There you go.
But in any case, though, the reason why this is so effective is because it actually assists the body in the breakdown of proteins such as gluten, you know, which comes from wheat or rye or barley.
Or oats or triticale.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and then also the interesting thing about this is that a lot of people who don't produce enough of this enzyme to break down gluten, they're not producing enough of the enzyme to break down casein properly, which comes from milk and dairy products. So DPP-4, surprisingly, not only helps with gluten breakdown, but also with dairy breakdown. And it is important to note that if you are truly celiac and not just gluten sensitive, then, you know, this is not going to resolve your celiac disease. So we're not recommending that, oh, you know, if you have celiac disease and you've been diagnosed, just take some digestive health.
Pop a couple
and you'll be fine. Yeah. Go ahead and eat that loaf of bread. You know, no, not that that's healthy anyways for any of us. But what this will really help with for people who have gluten sensitivity is those foods that maybe you're not aware of that something's hiding in your food. So if you go out to a restaurant and something is like snuck in that recipe that you're not aware is there, this will certainly be very helpful for that, but also helpful with dairy digestion. And then it's also got the full spectrum of all of these other great digestive enzymes like protease for protein, lipase for fat, lactase for dairy, specifically for dairy, and then hemicellulase and cellulase, which is really interesting because our body does not produce these digestive enzymes at all, but it's really necessary to break down tough plant fibers. So the cellulose of the tough plant fibers. And Rick, you should talk about this because of your broccoli.
Yeah, people. Okay, you've got the raw whole food people out there. In fact, just the other day, somebody's asking me about this broccoli raw. I said, look, I get where the raw whole food people are coming from. He said, well, when you steam it, doesn't it kill everything? I said, well, no. You gotta break it down into enzymes, vitamins, minerals. I go, when you steam vegetables, the minerals are secure. Vitamins, a lot of them will make it through depending on how, if you steam it to death or if you lightly steam it or moderately steam it. But you will,
exactly.
But you will kill the enzymes because enzymes die between 108 and 112 degrees. So, but the issue here is that the cellulose, broccoli, you know, when you eat raw broccoli, it's like your jaw gets tired because that's that cellulose structure. And what the steaming does is it breaks down that cellulose structure, and that cellulose structure can be difficult to digest and hard on the gut. So if you have constipation problems or you have sort of an irritable bowel syndrome or something like that, that can be a problem. So raw foods are great, but you've got to sort of balance that out with if it's harsh on the gut or not. So I personally prefer lightly steamed broccoli.
I found it interesting too, because what ends up happening, because when people don't have, you know, this hemicellulase and cellulase, then what's happening with those things like broccoli is that they're passing through the small intestine, they're landing in the large intestine where they're basically like fermenting. And so it turns into gas.
That's gas, why people and bloating. And that's, you know, and that you've got the sulfur based active constituents and the phytochemicals. And, you know, but anyway, but we eat a lot of broccoli in our house. Our girls grew up. I said, look, it's no problem. We go to Olive Garden, let's say, and they want, you know, fettuccine Alfredo or something. I said, look, you can get that. But, you know, I look at that and that's just like one big constipative episode for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, no thanks. But I said, look, if you get the broccoli with it, you can have it. But the thing is, you can't eat all the fettuccine Alfredo and then eat the broccoli at the end, because it's kind of a, you think about it, as food is going to your stomach, you got to eat, like, you know, a little bit of pasta, a little bit of broccoli, a little bit of pasta, a little bit of broccoli, you know, non-fiber food, fiber food, you know, kind of mix it up. And, you know, and they've gotten really good. Where now at this age, I mean, they're soon to be 15 and 18 and shoot, less than a month on my youngest and a little bit more than a month on my oldest. But anyway, they've sort of learned what works for them. At this point, I'm like, look, girls, do what works for you. Look, if you want to eat a meal with some pasta and you want to eat the broccoli at the end, that's up to you. But you got to be able to relate, okay, ate this and the next day, ooh, I'm not eliminating so good, or whatever the case. I mean, I don't want to be graphic, but ooh, I use like half a roll of toilet paper. I mean, clean up. Because I always use the example with Wonder Bread. You know, when I used to eat, when I was a little kid, my mom, she didn't know any better, Wonder Bread, and you remember how it would stick through your mouth? My best sound example is like, because
peanut butter.
You're like sucking it off the roof of your mouth. Yep. And I said, well, what do you think it does in your intestinal tract? You know, and there's no finger in there to scrape it off. So that's why the fiber is so important. So my daughters have learned, they know how to eat a meal and how to look at a meal plate so that they can eliminate properly. We're sort of getting ahead of ourselves because that's more super cleanse specific. But anyway, but steaming vegetables, it's the raw versus killing the enzymes, the raw with the enzymes versus steaming, killing the enzymes, but also not being harsh in the gut. So you sort of got to balance those things out.
Yeah. And then, you know, this formula goes on to offer amylase, which helps with starch breakdown. There's also gentian root too. And human studies have shown that subjects who took gentian experienced a reduction in constipation, heartburn, and dyspepsia. And then there's fennel seed, which is a rich source of dietary fiber, primarily insoluble. And that actually helps to increase the bulk of food by absorbing water through the digestive system. And it helps reduce constipation constipation. Now, some people are looking for a betaine HCL, but Dr. Stengler specifically said he did not put that in this formula because it actually kills enzymes. So that would have been sort of, you know, counterintuitive. So
yeah, it's a precursor to stomach acid, but it's acidic HCL, hydrogen chloride. It's acid and it will kill the enzymes. So it's not a problem to take betaine HCL, but you take that separate and away from the enzymes so as not to destroy the enzymes while they're sitting in the capsule together over the long term. That's destructive to the enzymes.
You know, I wanted to mention, though, that my first year working for Rick, I started at a trade show at Natural Products Expo West. It was my first day officially on the job, was actually at the expo. And I got warned, you know, don't go over into the food section and do too much grazing or you're going to regret it. And you know what? I just couldn't help myself. Now, mind you, it was one of those things where I wasn't consciously doing it. I just really didn't realize how many different foods that I had pummeled into my stomach that day. And oh, it was like the worst. But every year we always take digestive health to the show because bar none, there's always somebody who needs it at the show. You know, you're just eating foods that you may not normally eat, even though they're all great. You know, you're getting these organic foods and grass-fed whatever. So everything it's phenomenal food, but it doesn't always mix well. Digestive health works so good and it works so very quickly. And we've had some great testimonials on this product. So I just have to throw that little extra kicker in there because I think this is something a lot of people could really use a little help with.
This formula, this formula is a real high quality clinical dosage kitchen sink digestion formula. And I will tell you, the other companies that make quality digestive products out there, one company I'm thinking of in particular, they do not put the DPP-4 in their quote unquote kitchen sink formula. That is a secondary product you have to buy. So now instead of spending, you know, $30 for a digestive, you're spending like $50 or $60 because you have to buy two products. So we put it all in one for you. And don't be deceived when you go in the store, because the DPP-4 is crucial, because Dr. Stengler estimates that 30 to 50% of his patients suffer from gluten sensitivity. So it's a big issue. So we just put it all in there for you. You take this product. I take it morning and night. In a perfect world, you take one or two with each meal. But, you know, some people just lunch is hard. So anyway, I take it morning and night. That's the very least what you should consider, at least one and one. But I'll do like three and three, because you can definitely take six a day. And aging is important. As you age, you lose digestive enzymes. So that's really crucial, too. When you're younger, your digestive systems are strong. When you're older, that dies off. And so you need support. Anyway, we are out of time for segment three. So stay tuned. We'll be back talking about Super Cleanse in segment four. And we'll do our getting to know you. And we'll give you all the reasons why we're giving you 45% off this week. So stay tuned.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it's also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Labs Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes to help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common food sensitivities. Emerald Labs Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald can be found at fine health retailers nationwide or at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana, here with your host, Rick Simpson. And we have a special show today. It's on digestion. This is an issue that affects many, many, many people, but it's also one that is very near and dear to Rick's heart. And so I'm going to be bouncing this back to him in just a moment. But for those of you who are just tuning in, if you've missed any part of this show or you want to catch any of our archives, you can check us out at cohradio.com. You may also get to us through crossroadsofhealthradio.com. They both go the same in the same direction. And then also that is a hub where you can connect to our web affiliate, supplements.one. And they sell all of our products at 10% off every day. But we have a special code for you today called the word is movie, and that will serve as a coupon code to save you an extra 45% off of certain digestive related formulas we are talking about today. So with that, Rick.
There you go. So we talked about digestive health in the last segment. We're talking about Super Cleanse in this segment. This is one of my favorite products because I was a chronically constipated child. I used to take something called Senecot. I've talked about that in other shows previously. I used to get a little Dixie cup and little brown crystals. That's how Senecot used to come back in the late 60s, early 70s. And it finally came in a tablet. But I didn't even understand. My mom didn't know any better. It was horrible. And when I started working for Mrs. Gooch's in 1983, I started taking psyllium. And that is what really changed my life. And of course, we go much further than that now with Super Cleanse with Dr. Singer's help. But this is a product I personally take it morning and night. I just put it in my supplements because it's not habit forming. There are things, certain herbs out there. I can think of some herbal combo products that are designed to help you eliminate. They are habit forming. So you can't just eat a bunch of, Olive Garden fettuccine Alfredo, let's say, like I mentioned in the previous segment, take a pill with some herbs that help you eliminate and hope that that's not going to have side effects. The side effect is it's habit forming. What you need to do is augment it with fiber. The fiber stimulates the peristaltic action or the wave-like action in your large intestine to move the byproducts down the large intestine all the way out. So anyway, and so if you take herbs that sort of stimulate that, the body sort of gets lazy. So the fiber, you need that fiber to stimulate. So in the Super Cleanse, we do put the psyllium in that product because that's really crucial. That's an insoluble fiber that holds quite a bit of its weight in water. It doesn't dissolve. It helps add bulk to your stool to help move food through your digestive tract, as I mentioned. Now, you want to make sure you consume enough water when you're taking Super Cleanse or just psyllium, because psyllium can actually dry out the material in your large intestine, because it basically, when your elimination byproducts enter the large intestine, they're kind of there. They're supposed to be the consistency of applesauce. Think of it that way. And so then the large intestine, it absorbs a lot of that water. So what you get is a fully formed stool when you eliminate. Well, if you don't get enough water, that psyllium is pulling that water into itself. So then you're sort of creating
dehydrating.
You're dehydrating your large intestine.
Tract.
Thank you, Melody. Yeah. We're struggling a little bit today, but that's okay. Then we also put glucomannan in here. That is a soluble fiber, which means that it dissolves in water, but it also is helpful. It's another dietary fiber that enhances the weight loss effects of calorie-restricted diet, creates a feeling of satiety and fullness through its water-binding effects. So it's just, there's a whole bunch of reasons glucomannan can be really helpful. I will tell you, since we manufacture all of our own products here in Southern California, this is a special glucomannan that has a special kind of viscosity to it that is the most effective. So we use that. And then I'm going to let Melody kind of finish it up. We got to get to our talking points, but Super Cleanse, amazing product, and Melody can kind of pick up where I left off.
Well, and then, you know, once again, too, there's a lot of people who are doing consistent cleansing, but you also have to make sure that you're not like stripping away all the good stuff that you need. So this has also been reinforced with the B. bifidus, the acidophilus, and then there's also European milk thistle in there, which has all six isomers of silymarin, which is, you know, what the studies for European milk thistle was based on, to help the body to detoxify. And essentially what you have to look at this as is that this is taking out the trash. This is helping your body take out the trash. You have
exactly
to be able to eliminate. And if you're not eliminating properly, then, you know, it can manifest in all sorts of different ways. Your body basically becomes toxic. You can even see it. And I'm a big proponent of this because I'm also a licensed esthetician. You can really start seeing it come out of the pores in your skin as well. So, you know, just simply making sure that you are properly taking the trash out to the curb and the trash man is taking it away is very important to your overall health and wellness. You don't want to hang on to the things that your body is supposed to be eliminating. So Super Cleanse is very, very effective for that.
That is true. Think about this. In a perfect world, I used to work with an integrative medical doctor. She worked for me, did research. She said, in a perfect world, you would eat a meal, you'd eliminate. Eat a meal, eliminate. How many people eliminate after each meal that they eat? That's not typical for many people in America. But you can think of a not following that program as being like the trash company's gone on strike. What happens to that trash after it sits on the street for multiple days, multiple weeks? That's a problem, right? So you want to make sure you're keeping that clear. Super Cleanse will accomplish that for you. But with that, we need to get into our getting to know you. So movie, Melody, I'm going to let you start out. Why don't you tell everybody why we picked that this week?
Okay, so movie is going to save you an additional 45% off of Digestive Health and Super Cleanse on supplements.one, supplements.one. And we picked it because, well, I'm a movie buff, big time. It was actually really hard for me to choose one movie that I absolutely love. So I chose two that are I'm a really big fan of, and that would be Princess Bride and Young Frankenstein. There's just so many great one-liners in each of these. You know, I like, for instance, you know, Princess Bride, my favorite character was Inigo Montoya. Inigo Montoya, he's like, you killed my father, prepare to die. He's just this really good guy, and he's just trying to avenge his father's death. And there's this exchange that he has with Wesley, who's like the main love interest character in the movie, who's trying to save his princess. And he's like, you seem a decent fellow. Inigo says, I hate to kill you. And he says, you seem a decent fellow, I hate to die. So there's so many witty lines in that. And then Young Frankenstein, of course, it's Gene Wilder, Mel Brooks. I mean, there is nothing but just hilarious one-liners in there. You know, and you know, I think of Marty Feldman when he's like, walk this way, and he's walking sideways because he's got kind of a limp, you know, he's walking sideways down the stairs, and Gene Wilder is following him sideways down the stairs. So it's not like, follow me this way. He's like, walk this way. So very literally he walks that way. So I just love anything Mel Brooks. He's just so funny and so witty, and it the literal humor is just hilarious to me. So those are a couple of my favorite movies that I've watched time and time again. Rick, what is yours?
Well, and Melody's very witty also, so it's no wonder she likes those movies. I will say I have seen both those movies when I got married to my wife Julie. She and all her girlfriends really liked Princess Bride. I and Melody sounds so refined in her movie choices, and I'll get to my movie choice in a minute. But I will tell you, Princess Bride, I believe that I fell asleep during that movie. We rented it at Blockbuster back in the day.
Blockbuster.
And I think my wife watched it with my daughters, Courtney and Cassie. I think they really liked it. I think it's more of a girl movie. I don't know. But anyway, Young Frankenstein, I saw that in Mammoth with my mom back when there was one theater in Mammoth Lakes here in California, because I grew up there. We had a cabin up there. So years and years ago. My favorite movie is Rocky III. So I'm just, Adrian, yeah, the boxer. I mean, but when
such
I was...
Such a guy movie.
That's, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, so, I love it too, but yes, it's
no refinement
total
there.
Guy movie.
But when I was in high school, because Rocky I, he wasn't really fit. Rocky II is more fit. Rocky, by the time we got to Rocky III, his physique is just perfect. I mean, the only other guy that I think had a physique as good as Sylvester Stallone is Bruce Lee. I mean, they
like goals, right?
It was just, friend and I were like, yeah, we want to be like that. No, I've never been like that. I think that one picture when we got married where, you know, I looked decent, but not anywhere near that. So anyway, Rocky III, that's the only movie I saw multiple times. My friends used to say, oh, I've seen such and such movie, Star Wars 22 times. I'm like, you guys are
Star
nuts.
Wars is always on the list for me. Star Wars, Indiana Jones. There's so many, but I just picked a couple that had some great lines in them.
Well, Rocky III is the only one I've ever seen probably more than 10 times, because it was like when back then cable was coming out, and I would just watch, because I just love that movie and it's so inspiring. It makes me want to go work out. So anyway, there you have it. Extra 45% off. That's below wholesale. So additionally, already below the already 10% that you get on supplements.one. Digestive Health, Super Cleanse, great products. Please consider getting them while they're on sale. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again for next time on Crossroads of Health.